This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.
Look who's back in the studio lounge.
Hey, everybody.
Britt, he just enjoyed it so much he had to come back for round two.
Hey. People are fortunate to talk to you, Mike, and to your listeners and viewers.
I think I just fainted. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. So, hey, this time around, we're talking about ARC, what Tony Battelle announced on stage this morning, but I'll go into a little bit more detail here. How is today's CLOS performance advancing the staff and member experience? An exciting addition of ARC DX to ARC OS. General excitement of new ARC and our Origins ARC platform introduced at the conference. So yeah, that any of that makes sense. I read that way too fast.
For sure.
I apologize.
No problem. Hopefully it helps people align around the brand, right?
Yeah.
Origins, origination, and experience.
Yes.
That is who we are.
Right.
That is our lender-facing brand these days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So with that brand headline, okay, what is the products within that?
Mm-hmm.
The industry knows loan origination systems,
mm-hmm.
marketing
mm-hmm.
automation, online borrower portal of some sort or
mm-hmm.
another. And so those names are really trying to help everyone rally around, okay, we have a loan origination platform, and that loan origination platform has an experience that you or I would use
sure.
as a borrower,
sure.
as a customer, as a member online. That's ARC. Excuse me. That's ARC DX.
Got
okay?
it.
That's our digital experience.
Got it.
Okay? ARC OS,
mm-hmm.
the operating system,
mm-hmm.
think loan origination. That's the staff experience.
Okay.
And then ARC MX is marketing automation. That's I as a lender talking to my membership and trying to bring appropriate offers at the right time.
Okay.
So in the Origins brand, you've got the three products that really are carving out key portions of the loan origination platform.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Does that help?
Completely. Oh, completely.
Okay.
Completely. What? I'm going off topic here just a little bit. But what sparked the idea to go in these three different directions? Was it member behavior, credit union feedback, what you guys are seeing in the marketplace, or all three?
So I think it's really been an evolution of lending. Just as things have changed. Historically, I would have called or I would have walked in, and some people still do that. But most of us are on our devices,
sure.
right? And I think it really gravitated in mortgage, where the mortgage industry and the money that was spent on the point of sale, you have this tremendous long application and how to make that application experience easier.
Yes, please.
And now a consumer loan is not as intense as a mortgage loan, so why can't we immediately apply that?
Yeah,
so that is the idea of that online experience, utilizing it in a fashion that you and I would use
mm-hmm.
to execute on a loan. So that is really the online experience or the ARC DX,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
while you're still supporting that with the ARC OS. You can tell it's still fresh, right?
It is.
In the loan origination platform. And then the lenders really want you and I to stay happy and always think of them first, right?
Mm-hmm,
the primary
mm-hmm.
financial institution.
Yep.
So that's the ARC MX
mm-hmm.
or us reaching out at the right time and saying, hey, I'm here, I got you, I'm your lender, where are you going, right?
Yeah. I commend you
yes.
for keeping all that straight. With no notes, no
nothing. It'll become easier for all of us.
Here in a month or two, for sure. So can you tell us you just told us about what it entails, the three products. So how does the addition of ARC DX help the loan origination experience? You want to dive a little bit deeper there on that
For
one?
Sure, let's just spend a little bit more time because we really saw it with the pandemic, right? The interaction face-to-face became much more difficult, so it's all going online now. And really that online experience comes down to three things. You and I are researching, right? We're looking around, we're trying to make up our mind, whether it's a credit card, whether it's a home equity line of credit, whatever loan, or maybe it's an account, I'm looking to deposit and put money. I'm doing some type of research. That just happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
So as an institution, we want to be part of that research, and then we want to make it super easy to apply for that account or loan, right? So you got to tie that research, that app experience together. And if I have some interaction with you already, why am I refilling things, right? Show me you know me.
Right?
And then the post application, after I've applied, if there's a condition or a stipulation or something to be done, if I'm up for it, let me do it, right? Okay. Tell me what you need.
Let me
execute on that.
Right.
So really that ARC DX, that experience online, is all about those three moments in time and really delivering them in a fashion that you know your status, you know what the next step is, or your system approved and you're on your way.
Yeah.
But it's really an A to Z situation,
right?
Not just the apply, execute, fund, it's all there. That's what I or most consumers want nowadays. And so that's online experience.
Right, and as you're talking, I'm thinking about the confidence that the member has in this process, which equates to increased value in the credit union. It's like, hey, this is a pretty slick experience. They're keeping me, you know, they're keeping me on top of what's going on the entire process. They know me, they get me, and they're watching out for me. So, man, the loyalty goes off the charts.
You said it beautifully, Mike, because it's not origins, right? It's the credit union, and that brand is so important.
Yeah.
And whether I'm in lending, whether I'm in marketing, whether I'm in digital experience, right? A lot of folks have says, they have a lot of have a say in how that has. So the configuration of that process is huge to them.
Yeah.
So we give the lender that ability to administer the look, the flow, the questions in a fashion that appeases most, right? People always want more and more and more, and it's technology, and we're doing what we can to continue to bring more and more out.
Right, and I keep saying this is the beauty of this stuff. It's only going to get better. So, you know, so hang tight.
Yeah, that's where APIs play such a key role, right? Now data can be moved around easier. It's not like easy, but easier to get what you just said, the experience
indeed,
you want.
Hey, let's talk about something essential here. So what is essential for credit unions to look for in today's loan origination systems? So the credit union perspective here.
So I've been at this now, Mike, for it's almost 20 years, and it's hard to feel like that, right? Thank you. But I realized these decisions, when lenders make these decisions, they're making these for 5 to 7 years is the typical commitment. And these are career-making or career-breaking decisions. So they bring a lot of folks into it to make this type of decision. And one of the biggest frustrations that these lenders have as they're making these decisions is maybe they land on a platform they're very comfortable with, and that platform gets bought by another provider, and all of a sudden that customer service or that support or that implementation is not, the shine is gone and it's not quite the same. So certainly the analysis of, okay, who is the money, who is behind this, can this platform be easily acquired and shelved or not given the love or attention it needs to be? And we've seen that in our industry, a tremendous amount of acquisition recently in the space. So that's big. Look who is the money or who is really bringing that to market. And then implementation, another area where I've seen, unfortunately, career ending or situations where that implementation, and this goes a variety of ways. So how competent is that lender? Can they implement me in the time they have talked about? Can we put together project plans? Can we do statement of works that put everyone at ease that this really will get up and running?
Yeah.
And we're about to announce, you know, the signing of our 200th lender onto the platform, right? So we've done this 200 times. And so it's that moment where, give me the best practices of what some of the others have done, right?
Exactly.
So the implementation is huge. Who's the money? Who's the institution behind? And then, do they have my back? Are they going to support me? Are they strategically going to grow this thing so that I can use it for 5, 6, 7 years, as opposed to, this isn't something you and I are buying a pair of shoes, right?
No.
This is something that we really want the staff to look at, the executives that have signed and made the decision of, you did this one right.
Yeah.
Kudos, well done.
Yeah.
So that's a big part of the LOS.
It's a big deal too, for sure. Hey, last question for you. So how is Origins, ARC DX, and OX advancing the overall lending experience for credit unions and their members? I think we've kind of talked a little bit about that throughout our entire conversation here, but if you could
summarize it from the standpoint of, evolving in a strategic fashion that I can hit the goals that I have for 2022 or for 2023 or 2024. Is this configurable? Is it scalable? Is it in the cloud? Is it working with the right strategic partners? Mm-hmm, do I have control? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that's really what lenders are looking for, it seems like, really is, what can I do versus having to call or interact with you? Yeah. And what will you do for me? Train me, get me up to speed, but give me the keys. Let me control my thing. I think for a long time there was concern around, do I need to hire system admins? Do I need to have folks to run it?
Right.
And most institutions now have realized, wait, if I have people that genuinely know that system, they're only going to continue to evolve it, improve it, and help me strategically grow that. So what was maybe seen as a cost is now seen as is a necessity to really manage that system to enable them to scale.
Yeah.
So that's become, those individuals, those system admins,
right.
I think has gone from nice to absolutely essential.
Yeah, is that, thinking about, is, I mean, are you guys empowering, it sounds like you're empowering the credit union to kind of call the shots, right? So is
that,
am I getting there?
Yeah, I love it. I love that you summarized it that way, because again, a core system can take a system, can take a lender so far,
so
they recognize, I really want an origination platform that can really reach out and grab and interact as I need so that I can truly be empowered to meet those goals that I need to.
Good stuff, good stuff. I look forward to seeing how this stuff takes off for you guys.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun to watch.
It's exciting times.
Oh, yeah,
sure.
No doubt. All right, Britt, I'm going to let you get back at it. I think part two was equally, if not better, than part one. So well done, sir. Everyone,
good.
Britt Barker, Origins, go check them out. Well done, sir.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.